All right, this morning we'll look at something in Baptist history, and I'll tell a story this morning, kind of a small, maybe an insignificant story in the larger story of World War II, but it's very interesting to see how God works to bring about his purpose in this story. When World War II broke out in 1939 in Europe, one of the sub-stories is the Allies rounded up any German nationals. Of course, it's a war against primarily Britain and France against the German and its Axis powers, Germany, and its Axis powers. And so one of the things that Great Britain did was in their territories, in the areas that they were in, primarily in Africa, they would round up the German, in this case, the story we're going to talk about, round up German missionaries and either send them back to England or back to Germany or put them in interim camps. And so when Great Britain did this, kind of an unknown story is that the call went out across the world that there was a real lack of missionaries, especially in Africa. And the call was anybody who would volunteer, you know, come and serve in Africa as the need was great. And so there is that. And then the war is being waged primarily between Great Britain and Germany's allies. And there's a titanic struggle, of course. And much of the struggle is fought on the seas, especially in the Atlantic. And that's where our story starts. Germany really, in the first part of the war, I would say, owned the ocean, owned the Atlantic especially, and would destroy anything that was not an ally of theirs. So for missionaries, this meant a very dangerous traveling back and forth to Africa. It was almost also impossible to find a ship that would take them. In 1940 and 1941, a number of missionary agencies heard about a possible means of travel. And the news was that there would be little to no risk sailing on a ship that had once been a British ship, but now was a neutral ship flying the flag of Egypt. And the ship's name was Zamzam. And the United States was assured that the ship would fly the Egyptian flag and that it would be safe to conduct a voyage over to Africa for any missionaries that wanted to go. So the story we're going to talk about this morning is a young lady from Hobart, here right near us. She attended Central Baptist Church in Hobart. She was a Moody Bible Institute graduate. And she had gone in 1936 and served in French Equatorial Africa, which is actually a Central African Republic now. And she returned home for a year, I think in about 1940. But a year later, she said goodbye to her family and friends, and she boarded the Zamzam on March 21st, 1941, to return to Africa, to the country that the Lord had called her to. As I said, the American officials were assured that the Zamzam would fly a neutral flag. There was some question about that, as the story goes, but so they were going to embark from New Jersey, New York, and they'd go down to Brazil and then cut across the Atlantic to Cape Town. She would get off the ship at Cape Town and make her way to the Central African Republic. Now, the picture I have up, the first picture there is the Zamzam leaving New Jersey. The second picture is what we're going to talk about now. So the ship carried about 201 passengers, including 144 missionaries and children, their children. As they left left Brazil for Cape Town on April 9th, all seemed to go very well. The ship was darkened so that, German ships couldn't see it, even though it was supposed to be neutral. This was a question of why they darkened the ship if it was neutral. But they left. Everything seemed to go well until April 17th, just 2 days from Cape Town, Africa, when Suddenly, early in the morning, the ship was rocked by rocket fire, and it were being shelled by a German ship, the Atlantis. The Zamzam was almost totally destroyed. In the second picture there, you can see one of the large holes in the ship from one of the shells. Miss Allman and her roommates hurriedly dressed, put on their money belts, which contained their passports and their documents. They put on life preservers, and they ran to the deck. When they got to the deck, what they found was that a good portion of the lifeboats had already been riddled with gunfire. They were useless. They would sink immediately upon entering the ship. They did find a lifeboat that that seemed to work, and they got in that lifeboat. But they found as they got in the water that that lifeboat was riddled also. It began to sink. Well, Florence, she didn't know how to swim, but she realized that someone was going to have to sacrifice their lives for this boat to stay afloat. So she quickly did what she thought would be the best thing, and she dove into the ocean, assuming that she would drown because she couldn't swim. And she said later that she cried out to the Lord, "Lord, I'll be seeing your face today." And then she said this, but she wasn't alone. As she went into the water, God was there, and underneath her were the everlasting arms. She goes, "I felt his presence very, very real." After a time in the water, she didn't drown, of course. She was able to float over to the lifeboat and just hang on to the side, keep her head above the water. In a short time, the missionaries heard a boat approaching, and they discovered that the captain of the Atlantis, the raider, the German captain by the name of Rogue, Bernard Rogue, he had sent a launch to pick up those survivors that were in those boats. As he shelled that ship, he began thinking of, realizing that there were obviously human beings on board, and I think he might have sensed that there were children. He thought of his own wife and children back in Germany, and he went back and forth picking up all the survivors out of the ocean. The end of the story is that not one person died in this story. Just an amazing miracle of the Lord. One man who was not a missionary on board, not related to Miss Allman, he remembers as they put the missionaries on the ship Atlantis, the German ship Atlantis, he remembers the first moments there. He said, "We were all put three decks down into the prison part of the raider, and the first thing we knew here was a sailor dressed to perfection in a very white suit. In good English, he said, 'Can I help you with anything?' And my wife looked up and said, 'Yes, you can help. I'm barefoot. If you could give me some scissors, I can cut off part of my dress and wrap my feet up. There are also a lot of people that have the same problem. If you could help them with their feet problems as they're sliding around and the cold water coming out of the cold water.' So he left for a moment. He came back in a minute. But in the meantime, she had found a little Bible in her raincoat. And she got it out. She and her husband, Arthur, began to read the scripture together when this sailor came back in and very gruffly said, 'What have you got there?' And she said, 'It's a book.' She goes, 'But it's more than a book. It's the Bible. It's God's word.' She turned to John 3:16 and she handed it up to him. And she said, 'Can you read that?' And he read it. And she said, 'Does that say that God loves the Germans?' And he said, 'No.' She said, 'Does it say he loves the United States?' And he said, 'No.' She says, 'What does it say?' And he said, 'God loves the world.' And she said, 'That means you and me. That means all of us.' And she said, 'You think I'm a prisoner, but I'm not a prisoner. I know the Lord, and I know where I'm going.' She goes, 'Do you know where you're going?' And he stopped and he said, 'You remind me of my captain.' He said, every Sunday morning, he gets us all on board and speaks to us the same way that you're speaking. He said, he calls himself a Lutheran. He goes, 'You know what a Lutheran is?' And so anyway, this interesting story about that. That man was later saved. That sailor was later saved. But the next day, all the passengers on the Atlantis were put on another ship that was to sail them to Europe. They actually were on the ship for more than a month in kind of really bad conditions, as you can imagine. That was for 33 days. They eventually made their way through. Now they have a problem. You think about it. Now they have to avoid the British ships that are going to blow them out of the water. And so they made their way up through which was German-occupied French waters, and they landed the boat in France, which at that time was German-occupied. And in time, they lived in France for a time. In time, through negotiations, they were all sent back to the United States. The Lord graciously protected all that were on board. Miss Allman eventually would make her way back to the Central African Republic, where she served the Lord there for many years. And I have a picture, I think. Is that last picture available? Maybe not. There we are. So this is, upon arriving in New York, this was kind of a picture of several of the ladies that got together. And Florence Allman is on the back row, the third from the left. So you can see her there. And just a kind of a fascinating story how God works and protects. And this story of the Zam Zam in World War II.